Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. I am Becca Tobin, actress and blogger and podcaster.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're eating candy and it's making me mad. Not because of that. It's because I want to eat it.
Are you on a diet or something?
Yes. I have gained 10 pounds since I met Zach, and it has yet to come off. Kelty Knight across from me.
That's like years.
3 years? You should not gain 10 pounds every 3 years. I'll be a whale by the time I die.
It's just, it doesn't seem that much, like, in the long scheme
it's
of time.
It's not that much.
If I continue to gain 10 pounds
Do you
rapidly?
Have to poop? No. Maybe it's just a poop.
If I could poop 10 pounds... be great.
Maybe it's because you haven't gotten your period in so long. Mm-hmm. Not because you're pregnant.
No.
Because you're IUD.
Anyway, maybe. Welcome to the Lady King Podcast.
Hi, guys. I'm bloated Becca Tobin. Across from me is Kelty Knight, entertainment journalist and new addition to Entertainment Tonight.
Hey!
Hey, girl.
It's going well.
To my right, Jack Vanek, designer and CEO of Jack Vanek. Okay. Did you just choke?
No, it just spilt water all over my face, though.
My question for the week is, how often do you grocery shop?
Never. My husband grocery shops.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's dream.
Like, no, it's my deal breaker. So before we got married, I had like a mental breakdown. Imagine that, ladies.
Shocker.
Because I was so stressed out. Imagine that, everyone.
Was
because
it
the
your
thing
hair
is,
falling
is
out?
No, my I was up so early. My husband, like, he takes care of adults professionally as a manager. That's what he does.
Right. Yeah.
And then when it came to our lives, like figuring out how we're going to eat and we're going to live, I was always last on the list, or at least third, which was not okay. So we went to therapy right before we got married because we almost didn't get married. I was so fed up. And she said, instead of trying to change someone, you just have to outsource. So we decided to outsource like a dog walker, a cleaner, and
Wait,
then we
I
each
love that.
We each made a list of like the things we were going to take care of. And
but
he was like, I'll grocery shop. He's like, you don't eat,
yeah.
So you just grocery shop. So he grocery shops. I don't know if you're not rich. I don't know what you do.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm not rich, but I'm
so
just saying.
Relatable.
No, I'm just saying I'm not rich, but like we pay for someone to clean my house every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like
a lot of people can't do that though.
I know a lot of people can't do that, so you have to figure it out on your own life. But I'm saying for us, that's what worked, is he gets the groceries and he
Damn,
also cooks.
That's my goal. That's why I'm asking this question, because I probably go once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably go
once a month.
And Zach
does the rest. I don't, you know, I should ask him if he does, if he minds.
He does it too?
Yeah. Well, he does more most of the time.
Does he enjoy it?
I don't think he hates it as much as I do. So maybe he should just start doing it.
And I'm single, so I don't really grocery shop and I don't have a man to do it for me.
So you just go out all the time.
Mine's like once a month. I'm also never home.
Yeah.
So my groceries just raw. Yeah.
There's nothing worse than when you get groceries and then something goes bad.
Yeah, you spend like $200 on groceries and then you make two meals.
That's also why I don't grocery shop. I get overwhelmed at the thought of throwing away food.
Me too. Because
it goes bad. Because I always do. It's inevitable. I think it's interesting.
So interesting.
I thought at least one of you would say once a week.
You know,
does
that
Chris
I don't cook?
Do
every
it?
Sunday.
Every Sunday.
And then he does a big cook for the week.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, he's
damn.
A super guy.
Damn.
Girls.
Hey, Zach, I know you're not listening because you don't listen, you jerk. Okay, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Jack, would you like to start?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
So my good week is... when I'm trying to go to bed and I can't sleep, I end up going down like a K-hole of the most random shit on Instagram. Like sometimes I'm watching videos of ravers for 3 hours.
That's weird.
Sometimes I went and looked at Cole Sprouse's Instagram, who is like 10 years younger
than me. He kind of is hot though.
He's so hot. Anyways, my newest K-hole that I suddenly found myself on is MySpace Tom. Do you guys remember him?
Yes.
No.
Were you ever on MySpace?
No.
So anybody that's over the age of like 26, that was cool, was on MySpace back in the day. Tom was the guy that like invented MySpace. So when you get a MySpace, Tom was your first friend and you could not get rid of him.
Yeah.
And he was in this like
Kelty, you should figure this out for Instagram.
What?
To force everyone to be her friend and not be allowed to unfollow.
You have to create like a multi-million dollar platform, probably.
Cool.
Anyways, he was everybody's friend. He had the same stupid picture of him in a white shirt looking back, like super like pixelated. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I randomly ended up on his Instagram. He's hot. He's super hot.
And rich.
And rich. And all
single?
He does. And single.
And what? What's his Instagram?
MySpace Tom.
No.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Legacy. Okay.
We should get him on the podcast. And
wait.
But now, so he's retired, obviously, because he's loaded as hell. Yeah.
Tom Anderson, former first friend, enjoying being retired.
Mm-hmm. All he does is travel the world and take like awesome photos.
I do know
this. It looks
this
like
photo.
He's with a girl right here.
What?
Shit.
Well, there's two people on this
hot.
Bench.
There's like no one on his feed.
Oh, look at his. He does all these Instagram stories of him like talking about photography. Anyways, I think he's hot.
Is this him?
Yeah.
He looks like a dad.
Oh, I think he's hot. You guys, I'm getting old.
Hey, Jack.
My hotness level's going down. Anyways, I think he's hot. Tom, what's up?
Dork.
Just kidding. Loser. So my bad week. The other day, I was laying in bed minding my own business when I heard...
I would hope so.
Just using my womanizer. When I heard this gigantic crash, right? And I'm like, oh, God, what the hell happened in my apartment that's always falling apart? So there's a shelf over my toilet that fell and crashed onto my toilet, and everything on it just shattered all over the bathroom, whatever. Except for my Le Labo perfume, which stayed nice intact, and it's amazing.
Good.
So I'm, like, picking up all the stuff. My Jack Vanik candle fell into my toilet, and I go to pick it out of the toilet. It created a gigantic hole in the bottom of my toilet bowl. Like,
that's an old ass toilet bowl.
Like a good.
How many poops have been taken in that toilet?
A lot. But thank God there was not one currently in there.
A chunk of your toilet.
A huge hole of my toilet is gone. All the way through hole.
All the way through?
All the way through. Like you can see through.
So what are you going to do it? You can't put water in it.
So you can't put water in it. So I'm like, thank God there's two toilets in my apartment because until I get
it
fixed.
Wow, are you rich?
Yeah, you rich?
No, I have a roommate.
Oh.
So I wish. So I'm like, okay, I can use this other toilet. It's fine. Of course, I'm going to bed. Excuse me. Half asleep. Have to go pee.
No, you didn't.
Forgot about the fact that my toilet has a hole in it.
You peed.
Peed
on the floor.
All over my feet.
You?
It went right through because it's like at a perfect angle.
Oh, wow.
For your pee just to go right down to your feet.
Wow.
I peed all over my feet. It was super fun.
If you had blisters, that would be awesome because that's the dancer way to fix your blisters.
Or if I got stung by a jellyfish.
And they say if you pee on your feet in a shower, it'll stop athlete's foot.
Really?
That's why I'm still doing it. Kelty?
Well, everyone, I'd like to read you some internet fabulousness.
Yes.
Bad week.
About yourself.
Yeah, here it is. Bad week message. Thank you so much, the internet, for sending me this DM that was very, very informative. Kelty, you know, I'm not usually the hater type. Hating is a waste of my energy, but I effing hate you so much. You're such a bitch. God effing hell. I hope you know a lot of people feel the same way as I do. You're so effing God. I don't even have the words to describe my hatred towards you. Holy F. You're so evil and despicable, and God, I hate you.
Is this on Instagram?
Holy shit.
Just a classic sliding
That's
into my DMs
brutal.
With love. I want to thank you so much for sharing your feelings with me. This is the real Aaron. And
is that her Instagram name?
Yes.
A guy? That sounded like a guy.
I think it's
me.
A guy. I don't know
it
who it is. I just wanted to tell you, I really appreciate your love, and I'll carry this with me everywhere.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That was so aggressive. They didn't tell you why. They just hate you for
thing.
No reason.
Here's the thing. If you're going to hate me, can you give me specifics? Because because I am a note taker. Like, I'll fix it. Whatever's wrong with me, I'll try to fix. But, like, now I don't know what's wrong with me. You just hate me.
It's just you.
It's your present.
You're just so, I don't even have words to describe my hatred.
That's so crazy to me. That's so
That's
crazy.
Actually, like, incredible.
So anyway, there's that. My good week. I got asked if I can stop wearing so much makeup. You're wearing too much makeup on TV. You're so beautiful. You should just be natural.
Ooh, who said this to you?
Some executives.
Wait, is that a good thing?
Yes. I think. Oh, no. Maybe it's a bad week.
Because you wear a lot of makeup on TV,
don't you? You wear 85 fake eyelashes.
No, they were like, you don't need so much. You're so naturally beautiful. Maybe
you
it was a bad week.
Oh, okay. No. That way, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
The new makeup is like the no makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel... Yeah. Is that coming after like the Kylie Jenner makeup? Because right now, it's like
the Kardashians are now doing the dumbed down. Like,
yeah. You need
it's
less.
It's going to come back around.
Less is more. So anyway, I thought, wow, someone thinks I'm beautiful. Good week.
That's cute.
Becca?
My good week actually just happened because my other one was really bad. Just lame. Bleak. So our guest today, I'm sure all of you guys already know that it's Darren Criss, and you're already freaking out and you're peeing your little panties.
Oh, my God.
I just got a text. Darren and I have the same manager, Ricky. He's clearly way busier with Darren. but we do have the same manager, and he just sent a group text to myself and Darren that says, Darren, don't be late or these girls will beat you with bloody tampons.
Wow, that's the truth.
He really knows
so
the brand.
Yeah, he's really on brand.
Honestly, Ricky is the best. He does know everything about the lady gang. Okay, my bad week is this month, I have had the most raging PMS.
Oh.
It's on another level.
Oh.
Another level.
Do you get PMS every month?
I get like the sore boobs, and mm-hmm. I've yet to do the saliva test for Candace.
Oh, I just finished mine.
We'll have to talk about it, but I need to do it.
Ask her.
The hormone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my boobs hurt so bad that I basically cry if you hug me.
Mm.
And I am just vacillating between wanting to murder someone with like a pencil and wanting to like get in a ball and cry and ask what the meaning of life is.
Yeah. I feel you on that second part.
It's
That's
so
pretty
weird.
Much what I'm oscillating through in my life.
Is it oscillating or vacillate?
Doobie-doo.
Oscillate. I just said vacillate. That is my bad week.
I don't even think that's a word.
Vacillate. I didn't know. I went way over my head. I was just like, whatever. Becca's so smart.
Your body does, right?
Vacillate? I don't think so.
Our intern's looking it up currently, Jordan.
I think you're thinking of Vaseline.
No. Vacillate is a word.
It is?
Yes.
Oh.
Anyways, this is so sad.
What does it mean, Jordan? Here, come on
okay,
the mic.
Jordan, what does it mean?
Come on. To vacillate, according to Google Dictionary, it's an alternative, it's a verb. Vacillate, alternate, or waver between different opinions or actions.
I used it correctly.
You did use it correctly.
Wow.
Oh my God.
What do you win? Nothing. Yay.
Nothing. I just have the highest IQ of everyone in here. Okay, what's coming up?
Well,
should we talk about what he's about to do for us?
Oh, snap.
We're going to have our first musical performance ever on the Lady Gang. Darren is going to sing.
Lady Gang concert.
Lady Gang Sessions is about to go live.
Down.
So stay tuned.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the Lady Gang.
Well, everyone, our guest today holds the title of third most downloaded episode ever of the Lady Gang, so he can add that feather to his hat, but at this point, he's gonna fly away, currently starring in the anticipated Versace American Crime Story as the killer Andrew Cunanan.
Cunanan,
whatever. And he is here to share with us his brand new single, I Don't Mind. It's been a huge year for our friend Darren because he also joined the Nudies on Internet. Let me do this again.
No, that was
here we
so
go.
Good. Three. The Nudies on Internet.
Okay.
Keep going,
keep all right, fine. It's also been a huge year for our friend Darren because he also joined the Nudies on the Internet Club on Instagram. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then Google it. Please welcome back to the Lady Gang, our crush, Darren the Criss.
I guess.
That was a really good
wow.
intro.
That was
if
good.
Only I had delivered it the way you that I thought.
I hope didn't edit it.
That was
I hope
better.
It came out exactly how we just heard it. In
yeah.
Room
no,
right
don't
now.
Edit it.
Don't
just leave it as crap.
Don't touch
leave it as complete Emmy losing crap. Yeah.
You just reminded me of something. The best part about putting that picture on the internet was you guys probably know this guy. Who's the guy that like copies.
Tommy Link. We've had him on.
He's, did he right. do
he's
it?
He's been on the show.
He's been on the show.
And I got linked. And that was because I love
linked.
That guy.
Isn't he amazing?
I think he's incredible. And
he's the best.
He's, yeah, I got linked. And
but what
I
did he
so
even
honored.
Use? You barely
I need to reach
had
out
clothes
to the guy.
On.
Exactly. You can look it up. I don't want to ruin it
okay.
for you. But it's
I'm
just,
looking
it's
steamy.
He's so good, man.
Now, how long, when that picture, it was the first question, just because it is the most scandalous.
Let's talk about it.
How long did you not eat or like suck down before that? Because you were obviously filming like some scene where you're in a Speedo.
Let me answer this.
Yeah.
Darren probably ate 4 cheeseburgers, a whole pizza, and then everybody else's food off of their plate and then took that photo.
Yeah, I had to take Becca's leftovers and then make
damn,
it work for myself.
Man. He's like, eats
see,
like
turn
a
that
monster.
Around.
Did you look in the mirror and you're like, today's the day, internet?
Well, as you know, I'm not a very scandalous person.
No, you're not.
I have nothing nefarious about my life at all. And so I was like, you know what? I'm working on this show has a lot of scandal in it. I'm in the Ryan Murphy umbrella again. What would Ryan Murphy do?
He'd post that bitch.
What did he think?
Are you kidding me? I got sunburned that. Here's an exclusive. Here's what happened.
Here's how everything went down.
This is happening. I was wearing this ridiculous sort of like red Speedo thing, and there was, and by the way, thank God that it was for the show, because pictures had come out, at least in our little community. We're shooting in Miami and we're all looking at our phones like, oh my God, look, the paparazzi caught us.
Oh, you called the paparazzi on yourself when you're looking fly?
Gosh, I understand. Oh my God. Okay. No. I haven't reached that point yet. We had, sorry, is that something you guys do? Exactly. Kelty lives for it.
Exclusively.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's happened to me. But we're shooting a scene on the beach, and it's like Miami. It's like free game. There's not like we're out in the open. So there were photos of me in a scene with Max Greenfield, and I'm in this red Speedo, and I look kind of ridiculous. And we're all kind of giggling about this on set. Oh my God, like this is getting picked up. And so I kind of wanted to like take it back, I guess, for myself.
Good for you.
Like, thank God, by the way, that it was on set where I was playing a character in a role. Because if this was just like Darren Criss on vacation, I'd be mortified. Like, that's what I wear when I'm just on my alone time. So I just thought, man, at the end of that day, because they got it early, at the end of that day, I was completely sunburned and was essentially the same color as the Speedo. And so I'm looking at myself in the mirror being like, this is too funny. And so after that, those photos went out. I was like, I have a better photo. And so that was it.
That's what you do.
And the thing that doesn't get as much attention is I was very proud. I was very proud of the caption I wrote.
I don't even remember the caption.
Nobody even read it.
What did it say?
It said, "What's more red, my sunburn, my Speedo, or your face?"
Ooh.
I mean, that's
pretty
ingenious.
Sexual.
That is good.
I thought that was good. That was like, that's what made it count. It wasn't like, yo, check me out.
Nobody writes
that. The only way you can get away with a photo like that is if you have a cheeky comment.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And then suddenly you're not a douche.
Well, thank you. That was the idea. I hope I've been, you know.
You make fun of yourself or have something like witty
before
anyone.
Yeah, because I've never done that. And it's not like me, like, you know, trying to look sexy. I have like a goofy look on my face. Like, I acknowledge that it's a silly thing.
Right.
Do you think if things ever get tough for you, I mean, it's not going to be this year, but it will happen at some time, happens to everyone, that you could do a sex tape?
You know what? Are you in? Is it with the Lady Gang?
Yes.
Is it the Lady Gangbang?
Yes. Lady Gangbang. Yes. Oh, it's with us. Oh, shit.
That actually would be hot. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think we could really turn it up.
I'm 3 seconds from there. So.
Oh, thanks, guys. I'm so honored.
I mean, a sex tape to save my career, not having sex with you.
Yeah, it's all right. Listen, we have doubles for that. It doesn't have to actually be me.
No penetration.
Could you ever see yourself being like that kind of person that has to go to that level?
How many people have actually done that?
Everyone.
Who? Anyone?
I live in a different planet.
No actors have made sex tapes
after their careers. Yeah, dumped.
Yeah, I don't think that's something.
Kim Kardashian.
Hey, never say never. You never know. I mean, I never thought I would put a picture like that on the internet, and here I am.
You've just opened the door now.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. Who knows? Yeah.
Well, I'm very proud of you.
Well, thank you. I feel like everybody gets at least one. That's what I keep joking about.
I thought it was hot.
I'm not getting any younger. You know what I'm saying?
The whole theory of like taking it back.
Yeah.
I wish that when my nude photos came out on the internet, I had actually just taken another one.
Like, here's what it looks like now.
Here's my beaver up close and personal.
You recreated exactly how it was. That's very funny.
Not a bad idea.
You could have done like Ho Ho Home It 2013 to 2019.
No, you did. You did something really funny, right?
I tweeted like Merry Triple Xmas.
Yeah, that was funny. Nah, that was good. That was good. That was a good move.
You took it back, you know?
I took it back.
Yeah. I was just taken aback because I've always seen you as kind of like funny,
innocent,
like brother. And then when I saw your hip bones, I was like, wait, I would have sex with Darren Criss.
Shit, it was weird for me.
I'm always making the audience question.
It was so weird. I was like, oh my God, am I married and blushing? Oh, yeah. Okay.
See, your face is red. Case in point with my brilliant
you're
comments.
You're so brilliant.
Yeah. Looked.
It's accurate.
Let's talk about Versace.
Versace on the floor.
Did you have to audition against other people, or were you given it just off the bat?
No. Ryan and I talked about this for many, many years. A lot of people don't know about the whole story, which is great, because unlike the OJ story, everybody knows how that went down. So this is the opposite, where a lot of people don't know the story we're about to tell. So it's for those that are familiar with it, it's a crazy story. It's this almost Shakespearean Greek tragedy. So it was a story Ryan was always interested in. He had his eye on a script, and it was a part that Ryan had sitting around for a while, and he's like,
"It was always you."
I should think so. I should hope so.
You.
Only because, you know,
so
Andrew
sweet.
Was a half Filipino, half white guy.
So are you half Filipino?
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Durr. It's my favorite thing about myself. And
do you know that I'm one quarter Mohawk?
Okay, Kelsey.
You should just wear one quarter of a Mohawk all the time.
I found out this week I'm 2%
anyway,
Asian.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just
so
enough.
So I'm also half Filipino.
Nice. Looking out for that 2%.
Becca, that's definitely how it works.
It is. It is.
Sure. Okay,
that is how it works.
So you also are. Was that Andrew Cunanan's breakdown?
Yeah, he's Italian Filipino, and there was a point where I was kind of joking with Ryan because years went by and he didn't do this, and I would just be like, "Look, I'm still down to do this idea. If you're going to make it happen, I also defy you to find another person in your sort of roster who fits this."
Mm-hmm.
Not to say if you're a half Filipino, half Caucasian listener that you could have done this part. I was like, "Come on, man, let's do it." So finally, 4 years later, here we are doing it.
It was now, either that or the sex tape.
Yeah, exactly.
Know,
thank God. I was this close.
Lucky break it to this time.
A few more years.
So now when People vs. OJ came out, I don't know if you know this, but I was at all the award shows and they all won everything. Does that cross your mind that like
I'm
next
sure he
year?
Know that, Kelsey.
Well, no, of course he does. Next year you could be at the Emmys, like winning Emmys and having to do
that.
Can
I go with you, please?
Can we be your dates?
Yeah, the Lady Gangbang.
That ship sailed so long ago, Becca. It's done. We're over.
Oh, she got married to someone else.
Married to somebody else. I missed my chance.
I could have gone to the Emmys.
That was it. All right, I'll marry you, but only if you go to the Emmys with me.
Like, do you care about that stuff? Have you practiced your acceptance speech in the shower?
It's a dangerous thing to think about. It's a toxic way.
I know mine.
Well, that's good. No, it's, you know what? You got to visualize
surprising,
it, I guess.
Surprising, Kelty.
There's nothing wrong with that, Kelty. I can't hate on that.
There's everything wrong with that, but we don't have to tell her.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's dangerous to think about.
You could
that
be
stuff.
The Sterling K. Brown of Versace.
Listen, I would love to be the Sterling K. Brown of anything. That guy rules.
Yeah.
I'm a total crush on that guy.
Okay, but cool. See you at the Emmys. So when you're at the Emmys, you're definitely like, going to come to me, though, for like an exclusive. I'm just like putting that on the air now.
I don't think I have a choice. It's been recorded. Now I'll look like an asshole if
good.
I don't.
She'll kill you.
Yeah,
okay.
I just got put in a corner.
All right. Well, moving on.
I'll put it this way. It's with an amazing cast of people, and we're working really hard on it. I think it's going to be really great. So if that's where we end up, then cool. But if it's not, like, that's not why we make it.
Do you take any of the clothes home, Bruno Mars?
No, because I don't get any of the clothes. You have to think about it. He's the kind of that ends Versace's life. He doesn't really get to wear any of the Versace clothes. But I will say, all the clothes on the show are amazing. Yeah. Penelope Cruz is on it, for Christ's sake.
I know, as a blonde.
Yeah.
She's hot.
She looks so good.
Did you get to work closely with her?
No, but Penelope Cruz is the coolest. Apparently, we're a match made in heaven because she loves karaoke and she loves the game Werewolf. Two things that I really, really love, and I didn't think that'd be coming from a woman of her stature.
So she's a 13-year-old boy.
Exactly.
Dorky
I guess I just...
Boy. Yeah. Doesn't get laid.
Not with that attitude, Becca Tobin.
So, Darren, if you were not almost, you know, like, had a serious relationship, and you had to choose between living the rest of your life with Becca Tobin or Penelope Cruz, who would you pick?
Oh, that's a tough one.
This is very obvious.
This is very obvious.
I don't even know why you're stalling.
Yeah. Well, at least Penelope Cruz speaks English, so I'd probably go with Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, cool.
Are you kidding me? Becca Tobin in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Duh.
You're going to the Emmys.
I was trying to think of a funny one. I can't. Becca knows that I would choose
her
any day.
Obviously, guys.
There's new tunes. So
new
you're
tunes.
An overachiever.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you stop?
I mean, they're not
like
that
shit.
Good.
They're very good.
I was thinking about it on the way over here. I was like, I got to talk about this music. And my manager's sitting in the room being like, no,
our
you
manager?
Have to, our manager.
Thank you.
You know, I get 10% of your 10%.
That's not much.
Exactly.
10% of zero.
It buys me my McDonald's once
a year. It doesn't
even
pay for your Starbucks, I promise.
Yeah,
you.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It's just bragging rights. But I have to be in here, you know, promoting the stuff. And
which
of course,
is weird.
Well, here's the problem. I was thinking about this. It's like, I don't know about you guys, but. I guess maybe it's the artist curse. I'm never really like all about anything I ever make. And yeah. so it only becomes validated when, because you guys, we sit here and we go, cool, like let's make this show. And you're like, yeah, that was kind of fun. That was kind of stupid. But until somebody goes up to you and goes, guys, I listen to your show.
Yeah, I love it so
right.
much.
And it's right. great.
We're like, oh my God.
Then
right.
you finally go, yeah, I guess I kind of
yeah.
do like it.
Yeah,
so
great.
Because that takes a while for that to happen. I'm not saying I need to be validated to validate my own work. It's just that it doesn't seem like it's real.
Yeah.
You're the worst, Kelty Knight. You're the like worst human
right
being
now.
I think I've ever talked to.
She's the worst.
That's not true at all.
So you don't think it's good yet because we haven't told you it's good.
No, it takes like total objectivity for somebody to contextualize it in their own life for you to kind of like
Whoa.
Wake up and
that
go.
Was a lot of
sorry,
words.
Listen, I did not graduate college.
Sorry, let me slow down.
You need to get rid of three of those. Words.
That was like three SAT words yeah. in one. Oh my God, I just like isolated half your audience.
Yeah, objectify.
Well,
and I just insulted your audience.
Jordan, our intern, has an amazing vocabulary.
She does.
Yeah. I bet there's words she could say that you don't even know.
I'm
Jordan,
positive.
Think of a word that we, none of anyone in this room will know what it means and let us know during the show.
She's going to
okay.
Google it.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
Obfuscate.
Obfuscate.
Obfuscate. It's like when somebody.
Okay, let's guess what it is.
It's like you obfuscate something from somebody
That's
else.
Okay. Obfuscate.
Okay, Becca. Becca, what's yours? Becca, what's your definition?
Jordan, tell me.
No. We're each going
to
do one.
To you.
Are you
no.
saying that there's like a Kate for every situation?
I'm saying,
like an office Kate. There's a bathroom Kate and a kitchen
obfuscate.
Kate.
Obfuscate is when. Obfuscate is when you detour away from what you're originally supposed to do really
obfuscate.
Quick, like you're on skates.
Is it like a big political scandal like Watergate, but it happens
it's
in the workplace? It's like office gate. Did you hear about this? It's a total fucking
Jim
office gate.
Yes. Went to
office
go gate. Get Pam.
That's the office.
That's not,
the office
yeah.
gate.
Yeah.
You want to know?
Yes, yeah. Jordan, hold on. Put on the mic.
This is my soul.
He was going so fast that he fell off his skate.
Obfuscate. It's a verb to render obscure, unclear, or unintelligible.
Just like, so you just obfuscated us. You just obfuscated the shit out of all of us.
Can we use that in a sentence? I don't understand it.
Okay, moving on.
Okay,
anyway,
that was a great
done.
Sidebar.
That
what the
happened.
Hell are we talking about?
I was talking about your music.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Where can we hear the music, first of all? Is this computer games?
No. So here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm going to go on my little soapbox for a second. So, I'm kind of, it's a blessing and a curse. I have a lot of different
Being
interests,
perfect.
And there's a lot of things I like to do.
Yeah.
And,
poor you.
Poor me.
You're so good.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I just
so
did one
talented.
Thing, I could put all my efforts into that one thing. And for the longest time, I was sitting at, like, Lee ended, and so my contract with the record contract was coming to an end. And so I was like, okay, what do I want to do? I have all these songs sitting in a vault, just sitting around, and there's a lot of people who are interested in those songs. If not even my parents, like, what do they want to hear? And I spent
I
all this time
sick of
trying.
Hearing you.
I think they are. They're getting really close.
Mine
this
are.
Might be the last one. Yeah, your parents probably are definitely over it. But I was like, you know what? I've been trying to create so many different things. At the end of the day, I'm a dude on a piano and a guitar, and that's a very simple thing. And you just have to be true to that. Again, to relate it to you guys, like, all you can do is like be yourself. And follow that and just try and like just try and make stuff that is like cool to you and then hope that the right people find it. And if people don't like it, it's like, fuck, well, at least I did something that I'm like proud of. I'd rather
preach.
Like. So that's kind of what
Straight
I did here.
It to church.
That's why you're not Aaron Carter and you're Darren Criss.
And
well,
so this
I've been
just,
trying to be Aaron Carter for a really long
shit
time.
On Aaron Carter.
Is this
Darren? Yeah, come on. Leave Aaron Carter alone. What is
leave
this, 2002? Yeah, what did Aaron ever do?
Is
Literally.
This,
what did he ever do?
So is this just Darren Criss music?
Sorry, Aaron Carter.
This is just Darren Criss music?
This is just me.
Or
this
just
is,
Darren,
this
like
is
Adele.
Just very mom-approved singer-songwriting
okay.
music.
Wait,
you know, but
what can you compare it to? Like, what's your...
He's
going to
play it,
with?
So
like,
shut up.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know. Like, Harry Nilsson, like, Sandra Lyrica, like, Rubens Wayman, a lot of singer-songwriters that I really love. And I'm telling you, this album is something that Becca Tobin will hate.
No. I was just going to say this.
Oh, no. You've
no.
only heard one song. There's like three on there that I can just see Becca listening to this going,
why do you think I'm going to hate it?
How am I going to be nice to Darren about this?
Why do you think I'm going to hate it?
Because
good taste.
No, because you do have a good taste. It's actually what I was going to say. No, because it's like really like, it's just so singer-songwriter-y sappy.
Like,
I love that.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to put $20
okay,
on the
Darren.
Song I think she's
hey,
going
to Hey, Darren,
hate the
remember
most.
That time you Wait. Came on the Lady Game to promote your music?
Oh, yeah, this come check out my music.
It's like maybe the worst promotion of
the worst.
Becca will hate it.
I'm underselling everything.
It's not a good way to go with this. Before you play the song, we're going to play a quick game to get you in the mood.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Because the hit single is called I Don't Mind, our game today is called I don't mind or I do mind.
Cool.
So we're going to say some things that happen.
You know that my questions are always going to be both, right? Like I'm the worst at these.
Oh, I forgot about you.
You did this last time and it was equally as boring and lame.
No, you just had to explain yourself.
Spice it up, Darren. Also, there's new rules. You can only pick one. Here we go.
It's not going to happen.
Becca Tobin's going to start. Your partner, your lover, farts in bed. You do mind or you don't?
I don't mind.
Don't mind. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I don't mind, but I don't like it.
So you do mind.
Exactly. You don't prefer.
So you do mind.
You do mind. If you don't like it, you by nature do mind it.
Strip clubs.
I love strip clubs. I don't mind strip clubs. I think they're fabulous.
I don't mind either.
I don't mind.
I do mind.
Oh my God.
Don't Chris Knight. If you ever go to that strip club with that pop star again, I'll beat your ass.
Okay. But you gotta go. It's gotta be good ones with good people, man.
True.
You can't go to some bunk ass place with some shitty people.
No, that's also
good. It's weird and perverse. Yeah, go with a bunch of girls. It's fun. That way, it's like empowering and shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yes, I think it is.
That,
I think it's sexy. It depends.
I think so.
Mirror.
Thank you, Becca.
Mm-hmm. On the topic of you, mirror selfies.
I don't mind.
Obviously not.
Obviously don't. I thought about it for a while, and I said I don't mind. It took me 30 years, but I don't mind.
Are you dressed or not?
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Mirror selfie? I kind of mind them.
A naked mirror selfie?
Oh, wait.
Just a regular.
What? Yeah, of what?
Like,
what's the case?
You're like at work today. And
no, I think we need to make it more specific.
Yeah. If you're talking about my particular speedy,
a sexy
speedy
mirror
speedo.
Selfie.
A sexy mirror selfie? I do mind.
Where is it going?
Yeah, how
on
many?
On the internet.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
I would say I do mind,
but I could probably pick one out of my Instagram.
How
feed
regular
in, like,
are these
weeks.
Selfies? Are they happening constantly?
I don't mind them.
No.
I like it.
Okay, fine. I'll say it online because I didn't do it.
Inspirational
do it.
Quotes with your selfies, Jack Vanek.
Oh, I do mind. I hate
the worst.
Stop saying the F word. It's
he
against
said
the
it.
Rules.
He's what? Allowed.
Am I allowed to say F?
No.
I said a lot. I think I just counted
please
20.
Get a, look at her pen.
Yeah.
Poor Heather. Sorry. Darren, inspirational quotes with your selfies.
No. I do mind. I feel like you got to pick one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
A you're, selfie or a quote.
Yeah.
Or gotta, never gotta, the quote.
Well, I don't mind. But then everyone let me know it was douchey, so I've stopped doing it.
You did. Used to do it all the time.
You did.
And then people... Well, Ariana Grande stopped me at the Grammys, and she was like, I love your Instagram. It's so inspirational. And so that's why I was on
you
that
you should
kick.
Have quoted her on your own selfie.
See, yes. That's the way to do it.
That would have been inspirational.
Or just
then you could
do her as that quote as your bio.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it. But it has to say
oh my God.
Ariana.
Actually, wait,
I will. Ariana noticed me on.
Yeah, right. Okay, someone takes a bite of your food without asking you.
Ooh. It depends who the person is. So, but all the same, then clearly I thought about it. So I clearly do mind. I do think about it.
I don't mind because I'm that person.
I am too.
Well, that's the thing. That's the flip. I'm that person.
Yeah.
But it's different if I do it.
I don't mind.
Okay, then I say I don't mind because as by nature of me being the same
so
person.
So be a little less uptight.
When you're friends with people on social media and their profile picture is them as a couple.
Oh, I do mind. Well, then you're going to have to change it when you break up and that's embarrassing.
Did you have to do that?
Mine wasn't of both of us.
Almost.
Becca, no, I'm basically. Not that basic.
I do mind. Yeah, I do mind.
I can't mind because I'm like the least social media person ever.
But you should mind.
I've never encountered it. It's not a thing.
You haven't? You have no friends on Facebook? Cool.
I just don't. I'm not like on it. So
what a loser.
I don't.
Starring in TV shows, okay?
I don't mind, but don't. You know, like you do you, but like also don't.
Don't do it.
Okay. Yeah. Someone orders for you at a restaurant, Becca Tobin.
I do mind. I mean,
yeah, but in what are you? Hold on. What capacity? I'm sorry, Jack. Yeah. What capacity?
Morning.
Like, hey, like, just order. Just get a bunch of shit. Like, order. Or somebody says, oh, she'll have the blah.
Yeah, she'll have the blah.
Well, then I might. Come on. That's so, you know.
Yeah, I want to order
misogynistic.
I wish someone would order for me so they could keep carbs off my plate. Unfortunately, I do
that
mind.
That will never happen.
Jack?
So this is not like you're ordering something and
your
you're
dinner,
sharing all the
Jack
things.
Will have the lobster.
No. I do mind.
I do mind. Nobody would ever do that, though. That's a fucking dick move.
I
people
do mind
do that.
Also, but people do it. Okay, someone clearly re-gifts you a gift. Like, they give you a gift, and you know it's a re-gift.
Like a tote bag with a K on it? Like, how clearly?
Kelsey Knight bag. I don't
how
mind.
Clear is it?
It's really clear. It's like a candle, but you go to the bottom, and it's, like, all flaky, and, like, you know it's been, like, around.
Right? I don't mind. You gave me a gift.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I do mind because it's obviously junk, and I don't want any more junk in my house.
Re-gift is better than no gift.
I don't want to gift.
True.
I don't mind. I'm an epic regifter.
We know.
I've never given you a gift.
No, you gave me a gift. And I gave a gift to Becca, and she tried to give it back to you. I think now that never happened. I wish.
Really?
That
No.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Gift.
Sitting on a gold mine.
I just can't use that many lipsticks. That's all I'm saying. Like, someone will send, like, a brand will send me, like, 25 lipsticks, and I'll, like, give them out.
Ugh, your life is
Is that a regift?
That's not really a regift, though. Oh. It's just, like, dispersing, no, like, a massive
okay.
gift.
Yeah. Then I hate it. I do mind. Don't do that. Who are
you?
Okay, friends that cancel plans.
Oh, that's me.
Well, for what, though? I mean, come on. We're all busy people.
If you canceled on us today, we're going to, like...
This isn't social, though. This is work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are paying him $5,000 to be here.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Double.
So are you going to answer the question, or are we just going to move on to the next one?
These are just very vague circumstances.
I don't mind if someone cancels.
This is exactly what you said the last game.
I know. They're all very vague. I'm an actor. I need specificity.
It's true.
Okay.
His motto is just do you.
Do you. Just figure it out. Yeah, I don't know.
When you have a friend and you say, I'm going to tell you something, but you can't tell anyone, and then they tell someone.
That's absolutely a no-no. If somebody says, you can't tell anybody, I won't tell anybody. I'm a vault.
But do you mind it?
If someone does it to you?
No, I think that's horrible. Honestly, if you were to tell me, so-and-so told me something and they told me not to tell anybody, I will stop you and say, then don't tell me. I don't want to know. That's sort of my motto. Lock it
I
up,
I actually
man.
Think you've done that to me several times.
Yeah, if you, like, because, well, you know, there's a reason for why I was the last person to know any gossip on set all the time.
It stopped with Darren.
It always stopped because people said I should know this and they're like, don't put that on me, man. I don't know.
Okay.
Becca?
I don't mind. Yeah. I expect when I tell someone in confidence that they like that it's going everywhere. I know. That's the thing,
it's
though.
It's true.
Because you know it's going to at least
you
one
know where
other
my
person.
Deepest, darkest
That's
secrets
why I don't
are?
Tell you anything.
On the inside.
On the inside of my cold black heart.
Oh, my God.
I do mind.
People.
It really bothers me because someone's not following the rules. And this recently happened to me where I told someone something and I said, only you know, and if it gets out, I'll know it was you, and then I got out, and I knew that it was them.
Yeah,
was,
so
you
cool.
only told the one person?
Uh-huh. When your lover uses your toothbrush.
Your lover?
Ugh. I do mind. Gross.
That's disgusting.
Not specifically because of him, but just I don't like anyone's mouths.
No, you have so many germs and, like, pieces
If it's any consolation, nobody likes your mouth, so
Darren,
it bounces out
okay. They just don't
okay.
like what comes
do you mind?
Out of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
I
mind.
Do.
You do mind.
I do. Well,
I do mind too.
It's more of the like you couldn't find a toothbrush. Like yeah. you like it's more of the practicality of it.
Human?
Okay, two more. Facetune.
I mind.
Do you know what that is?
I do because I have a friend that is obsessed with it, and it's
and you can tell,
and it's like a bummer because she's like, this sounds so lame, but she's like perfectly pretty. It's like find the way you are. Like, what are you doing?
You do you.
You do your girl.
You do you. But it clearly makes you feel better about herself. So I'm like, all right. But it's like getting a little distorted. Like, wow.
I will Facetune a blemish.
Me too.
And I think that's perfectly fine.
Oh, I guess that's different. See, I'm the way I'm familiar
no,
with it is like full
like,
on
them, like, they give them
multi-million
their,
dollar
yeah.
surgery.
Yeah.
Like, crazy okay. town.
Virtual nose jobs.
Yeah. I did get called out that one time for Facetuning my arm when it was smushed against my... my body and I made your boobs bigger.
Yeah, it was good.
Let me ask something. This seems to be something that's pretty predominant amongst women in social media. Do you ever see guys that like jack themselves up or something like that?
Yeah.
Is that it?
No,
that...
they do the skin.
No, Dane Cook does it.
Oh, remember? And also, oh yeah.
In what way? What is he doing?
He does his acne scars.
Well, he does like the filter that makes him like look like a ghost.
Airbrushed?
Airbrushed.
Okay, so the face, but I'm talking about like physical, like you said you were doing your arm. Like, would
remember?
Guys,
like, muscle. Oh, yeah. I bet guys do it.
I'd be curious to see if there's some like scrawny ass dude somewhere that's just like living it up on Tinder.
Like, oh, yeah. I'm sure.
I can't Jack. Meet you.
I'm sure Jax dated him or slept with him.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
His picture was great.
All right, you know what time it is.
Online.
What time is it?
It's time for you to sing for us.
You're listening to the Lady Gang.
Girls, hold on to your panties. Darren, Chris.
Should I talk about it?
Yeah,
just like
talk
for
about
a second
this song
without going too much.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, I turned a corner where I was like, you know what? I should just be true to the whole singer-songwriter thing. You know, basically playing in a piano bar. I'd be like playing the guitar, playing the piano, and that was it. So there's all these songs lying around from years and years ago, since before Glee, since high school or college, that I just was like, you know what? These need to be recorded because if I leave this world and they're not, there's not like a trace of them. It's just going to be, it's just like too bad. So, yeah, this is an old song called I Don't Mind. And it's just a simple acoustic little folk song. And, what can I say? I'm just following what's in my head. So if you don't dig it, go f*** yourself.
Oh God.
Okay. also we can't say F, the F word on the Lady Gang.
We need to keep that in, though.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
No.
And it's time.
It's called I Don't Mind, and yeah, I hope you like it.
Yay!
Welcome to the Lady Gang sessions.
Cool. All right, let's see.
Oh, yeah, that was so aggressive.
Can you cover that up, Heather? Can you put like a
Yeah.
Okay.
She can do anything.
She can do anything.
There's going to be a lot of bleeps in
okay.
this episode.
We're ready.
Sing.
Okay. Darling, I don't care the what, when, how, or where. Folks will laugh and try to make a fuss. They'll try to make things hard for us. But darling, I don't care. Baby, I don't mind what they think they'll find. Of all the things that they've told, at least I still got you to hold. So, baby, I don't. I'll be the one to hold you when the nights are cold. And although I know I've told you, I will tell you forevermore that I don't give a damn if they can understand. Of all the things that I've learned, they're nothing far as I'm concerned, so I don't give a damn. Cause I'll be the one to hold you when the nights are cold. And although I know I've told you, I will tell you forevermore that, baby, it ain't no thing, that viper venom sting. Cause even if it got you going, I'd kiss you with the antidote. So, baby, it ain't no thing. And darling, I don't care. No, baby, I don't. Baby, I don't.
It's so romantic.
That was a very raw version of that
it's
song.
So good.
Oh my god, I love
it. Fine, Darren. Jack will have sex with you.
Cool.
I'm just kidding.
So that EP's out. It's on Spotify and all the thingies.
At the time
of recording this, I'm not sure what the EP will be called, but hopefully you can find it under my name.
We'll tell everyone. It's so beautiful. And so you guys go to iTunes, Spotify, check out Darren's EP. You know, Darren Criss, 2 R's, 1 E.
Yep.
Two S's.
Just a down-home little tiny little indie
project. I love that. Is the whole EP like that?
It kind of varies. It's just a lot of very singer-songwriter stuff. I mean, the cool thing about having computer games, too, which I should shout out, is that that's like the electronic fun-produced thing, if that's your thing, too. So they're very, very different, but they're both sides of me that are two things that I can't really escape. So I figured, you know, why not put it down and make a record? So there it is.
Darren's trying to become an EGOT, everyone. You know what that is? When you win an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Nobody here has ever heard of that.
Oh, wow.
Anyway. Okay, well, so happy you're here, Darren. Congratulations on all your
success. Thank you for having me, guys. Come back all the time.
All the time.
I love you guys.
Love you.
You guys are amazing.
Can't wait for you
to be the third most.
We're so annoying.
We're the best. We love you so much. Make sure to follow on Darren on social media because you know he's not actually on it at Darren Criss.
Oh, I am. Just not.
You never know when you're going to get another naked picture, you know?
Exactly. Thank you. I'm getting better at it, guys.
Yeah, you are. And follow at Becca, at Jack Vanek, at Kelty Knight, and at The Lady Gang. And make sure that you sign up for our newsletter on our fabulous website, theladygang.com. And we love you so much. And see you next Tuesday. Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.